Welcome back to Behind the Scenes. This is Dr. Adam Goldstein and Dr. Caroline Roberts. We're talking with Dr. Joanne Jordan, professor of medicine at the University of North Carolina, about muscles, joints, aches, and related disorders. And Dr. Jordan, welcome to Behind the Scenes.
Thank you.
You know, we had one question that I think we really wanted to ask that we didn't get really a chance earlier. It's a complicated and maybe even controversial topic, but it's this chronic Lyme disease, chronic Lyme arthritis. A lot of people with a lot of opinions. Help us just understand a little bit about the condition. Is it frequent, and is it preventable, and is it treatable?
So the term chronic Lyme arthritis, it frequently sort of refers or insinuates that the person has a chronic infection that they can't clear. Most of the time, that's not the case. They've been treated with antibiotics, and they have cleared the infection. Part of the reason I think why people tend to call it that or insinuate or suggest that maybe there is this chronic infection there is because the blood tests for Lyme are very, very tricky. They may not even really replicate all that well lab to lab. And over the course of successfully treated Lyme disease, some of the blood tests still don't look like you would expect them to. The antibodies that don't change as you would expect from IgM to IgG, for example, doesn't necessarily happen. So the types of symptoms that people have when that can sometimes be muddied with the idea of fibromyalgia. And so people with this typically are distressed greatly, may be very depressed because of it. Again, they're not getting validation by their doctors. People are telling them, there's nothing wrong with you, we can't find anything. And so sometimes really that similar approach that we take to treating fibromyalgia and related conditions like that is very, very important in this setting.
So you don't believe in chronic long-term antibiotics for arthritis, perhaps from someone who had Lyme disease?
Usually it's not recommended that people stay on chronic long-term antibiotics or even necessarily, obviously situations can vary, but usually you're not repeating and treating again with antibiotics in someone who clearly had Lyme disease. And that's an important thing to keep in mind, I think.
And it's not very common in North Carolina, correct?
It's not exactly like being in Connecticut or Rhode Island or somewhere, but clearly Lyme disease does occur in North Carolina, and we certainly have all seen that. But it's not as much, let's say, as where it's considered much higher prevalence.
Well, we appreciate you being available to answer a couple more questions for Behind the Scenes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Jordan.